Good afternoon, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, July 31st, last day of the month. Relatively quiet day, corn stayed in a 2 cent range, beans stayed in a 4.5 cent range, wheat in a 5 cent range, very quiet. December corn closed up a quarter cent at 327, November beans up 4.25 cents at 892 and a half, and September wheat up a penny and three quarters at 531 and a quarter. Not a whole lot of news. We had those export sales this morning of 115,000 metric tons of corn to Mexico, 222 tons of meal to the Philippines. Meal actually going to close lower here, just a few ticks lower. Oil was strong, up 62. They must be having more problems in Malaysia. There's stories floating around about China out of corn and Brazil out of beans. I think that's supporting the market somewhat, despite the big crops that we're looking at. The weather looks pretty darn good, cool temps, some scattered rains here and there. But the question is, how much are the Chinese going to buy? And I continue to believe they are going to be steady buyers in here. I'm surprised they bought as much as they did last week. But I think it just goes to show you how tight they are with their domestic prices, $7 to $8.50 a bushel in corn. I think they're looking for other places to get grain. The hog market up again here today. I think they're going to be looking for pork, looking for beef. We closed the October cattle over the 200-day moving average. So somebody's buying all this agricultural products. We'd like to see them buy an awful lot more grain. Grains are still historically very cheap out here. The dollar did rally up with 28 ticks today. We got down to 92.51, but it looks like we're going to close around 93.30. Up 28, 29 ticks on the day. I don't think that's going to be, no, it's not going to be a key reversal, just kind of a one-day dead cat bounce to correct the relative strength. We could even make a new low on Monday, but I think we were due for a little bit of a rally. I don't expect it's going to continue much longer with all of the money that's being printed around this country. COVID's still a major problem, and they're going to print more and more money, more and more inflation, and I think ultimately that helps the grains. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.